The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. What a privilege to be able to sit on this side of the microphone, knowing that you are on that side of the microphone. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've said this a lot in the last 12 months. I did not believe I would ever see this happen in the United States of America. Have you said that? I have said that often, and certainly I would say that in relationship to this story. A church in California has been fined more than $1 million. What did they do? Well, they had church. That's it. That's what they did. Calvary Chapel San Jose, their pastor, Mike McClure, and the church has been fined over $1 million, and the fines continue to add up. But there's good news. The judge in the case said, well, I'm not going to send you to jail. Yeah. Quote, Santa Clara County, this is from the judge, Santa Clara County is only looking for monetary sanctions and does not want to place the pastor, that's Mike McClure, or any other pastors in jail. And that's the good news. The church is scheduled for another court hearing later this week. Calvary Chapel faces more than $1 million in fines. The congregation, the attorney for the congregation, says the church is providing essential services for the community. And it's true. And by the way, other businesses, of course, I don't consider a church to be a business, but often government does. Other businesses have not been fined anywhere even close. The attorney representing the church said, quote, in addition to this coronavirus pandemic, there is a greater pandemic, and that's a pandemic affecting mental health and affecting employment, affecting businesses. Lives are literally saved from suicide because of the church. The pastor, in comments after the court hearing, said the church is just trying, quote, we're just trying to help people, like the church has always done. When asked by a local news source why they didn't just obey the local health restrictions, the pastor said, and I quote, we have to obey God's word, and we need to gather together. I simply have to follow God, said the pastor. Another court hearing this week. None of the fines have been collected. The church so far has refused to pay them, believing that it is unconstitutional. So we will see where that goes. And of course, you probably know that many of the shutdowns, stay-at-home orders have been removed. Well, now that this is the cynical side of me. Now that the election is over, we're gonna ease up. Many of the stay-at-home orders in California have been rescinded. In New York, they have been eased. Across the country, several states and major cities have eased up on their lockdown stay-at-home orders, including the draconian ones up in Michigan. Does that have anything to do with Donald Trump not being president anymore? Well, I'll let you determine that. But anyway, here is a church in California. They have done everything they know to do. There has, by the way, from everything I have read, everything I can gather, there has been no COVID-19 outbreak in the church. There has been none. And yet the church has been fined over $1 million simply because they met together in church. You want some good news? Israel has had the fastest vaccination drive in the world. Now, I've said this many times, and most of you know I am a staunch supporter of Israel because God is. I still believe I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curse you. And folks, if you do not believe that God has had his hand supernaturally on the nation of Israel through the years, just objectively study that part of the world. Just study that part of the world and contrast science, arts, the economy, agriculture. Contrast what Israel has done and is doing contrasted to all of the nations around them. Nobody in that part of the world has experienced the economic growth, the scientific advancements and accomplishments, the agricultural advancements in Israel are amazing for that part of the world. They stand unique. They stand apart. Anyway, they have operated the world's fastest vaccination drive in Israel. And the good news is the latest statistics, they have seen a 60% reduction in coronavirus infections 3 weeks after the first shot was administered. 60% drop in the number of coronavirus infections 3 weeks after the first shots were administered. I think that bodes well for the rest of the world. It does look like this vaccine really is what they are saying it is supposed to be. Now, please remember, we don't know the long-term effects because we haven't had the long-term to study the effects. But initially, it looks like it's working. And it looks like it's good news. By the way, the state of Ohio registered another significant decrease in the number of new cases here in the state of Ohio. If you look at the 21-day average, we are on a steady decline. Steady decline. It was not long ago since we were reporting 10,000 new cases a day. Today, we were slightly over 4,000. Yesterday, we had slightly over 4,000. Today was slightly less. So the news is good. It is still something to be reckoned with. There's no doubt about that. We should not take it too lightly. But there is good news. There is good news. All right. We're going to take the first break of the hour. And then we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this is breaking news. Just moments ago, President Joe Biden has received his first slap on the hand from a federal judge. He issued an executive order issuing a 100-day moratorium on any deportations. No deportations for 100 days. I want you to think about how dangerous that is. Regardless of the reason for the deportation, could be a murderer. You know, anyway, 100 days. A federal judge said, nope, can't do that. He has placed a 14-day restraining order on the executive order. Texas and a couple of other states sued the administration because they said that the president would be violating an agreement it has with the Department of Homeland Security, and a federal judge has agreed. Now, that's a 14-day block. A 14-day moratorium. We'll see what happens, but this is the first time President Biden has received a slap on the wrist from a federal judge. Speaking of judges and courts, we kind of all thought that when Amy Coney Barrett was appointed to the bench in place of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, we would see a clear conservative majority. And, of course, when she was confirmed, the liberal left flipped out. Well, not so fast. Calvary Chapel in Nevada, which is a suburb of, Calvary Chapel in Dayton, Nevada, which is a suburb of Las Vegas, sued the state of Nevada over lockdown rules and regulations. The governor of Nevada made a difference between churches and casinos. Under the lockdown orders, a church could not have more than 50 people, regardless of the size of the auditorium. Now, they could have an auditorium, a sanctuary, that would seat 5,000 people. But the state of Nevada said, nope, you can only have 50 people in attendance. Casinos and gyms could operate at 50%. And that's fire code capacity. So if a large casino could have 10,000 people in the building at one time, under the lockdown orders, they could have 5,000. So Calvary Chapel sued and said, whoa, wait a minute. You are treating us differently than businesses. A lower court said, nah, this state is okay to diminish your attendance. And so they appealed. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court rejected the church's appeal. Supreme Court rejected the appeal of the church, and so therefore ruled in favor of the state. Really? The other shocking Supreme Court decision, we've been watching this, a Louisiana law, which is similar to laws on the books around the country, including the state of Ohio, that requires abortion clinics to have admitting privileges with a local hospital. In other words, if an abortion were to go bad and the woman had complications, there has to be a hospital close where that person can be transferred from the abortion clinic to a local hospital. Isn't that common sense? Well, a Louisiana court struck down the law, went to another federal court. They agreed with the lower court. It went to the Supreme Court. And once again, the Supreme Court has ruled against this important Louisiana pro-life law. Quote, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a Louisiana state law requiring abortion providers to be held to similar standards as ambulatory surgical centers. All right, I'm not a doctor, don't pretend to be one, never played one on TV. But abortion centers are ambulatory surgical centers. And the law in Louisiana simply said, if you're a surgical center, abortion is a surgical procedure, then you've got to be treated like other ambulatory surgical centers, and you've got to have admitting privileges with a local hospital. Seems like common sense. Supreme Court said no. Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan all ruled against it. Really? My goodness. Shocking stories, at least in my opinion. These are troublesome times, folks. But not time for despair. I'm talking to more and more Christians that are just filled with incredible despair. Folks, don't be filled with despair. We serve the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. God knows all about this, and in spite of the way it looks, he really is still in control. All right, quick break. We'll be back.